Hello and welcome once again to The Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Hancomp, and I come to you from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Friday of the first week of Ordinary Time, January 16th, 2026. Mark writes in his Gospel, "Which is easier to say to the paralytic, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or to say, 'Rise, pick up your mat, and walk'? But that you may know that the Son of Man has authority to forgive sins on earth, he said to the paralytic, 'I say to you, rise, pick up your mat, and go home.'" One of the most striking features of today's gospel is not simply the miracle, but the question that precedes it. Which is easier to say to the paralytic, "Your sins are forgiven," or to say, "Rise, pick up your mat, and walk"? Jesus does not ask this to confuse the crowd. He asks it to reveal the very heart of his mission. In biblical imagery, paralysis is more than a physical condition. It echoes a spiritual reality of the human condition after the fall. We are often immobilized by what we cannot heal in ourselves, paralyzed by shame we cannot erase, paralyzed by patterns we feel unable to break, paralyzed by wounds we have carried for years, paralyzed by the fear that we are unredeemable. The paralytic in today's gospel becomes, therefore, an icon of each one of us. And like him, we find ourselves lying on the mat of our limitations, needing to be carried, sometimes by faith we do not yet possess, and sometimes by the faith of those around us. Before the paralytic meets Jesus, he is met by friends who refuse to give up. They climb, tear open a roof, lower him gently before the Lord. This is the church in its purest form, the community that brings the broken into the presence of Christ, even when every human path is blocked. Every time we whisper someone's name in prayer, every time we intercede for the lost, every time we carry someone's burden when they can no longer carry it themselves, we are climbing the roof and lowering the mat, and heaven notices. Grace often enters a life through the persistence of another. When Jesus finally speaks, the first words are surprising. He does not say, "Rise." He does not say, "Be healed." Instead, he reaches deeper. "Child, your sins are forgiven." There is a healing more radical than restored limbs, the healing of the heart. Sin fractures our communion with God. Forgiveness restores it. Sin paralyzes the soul. Mercy sets it free. Sin darkens the interior world. Grace illuminates it. From a human perspective, physical healing seems more impressive. From the divine perspective, the forgiveness of sins is the greater work. The work for which the Son of God came into the world, the work he would complete on the cross. And so Jesus heals the deeper wound first. The scribes question silently, "Who can forgive sins but God alone?" And they were right. Forgiveness is something that originates in the very heart of God. Jesus responds not with argument, but with authority, the authority of God in human flesh. To make visible what is invisible, he performs the miracle. Rise, pick up your mat, and go home. Notice what he does not say. He does not say, forget your mat. He does not say, pretend your past never happened. He instructs the man to carry the very mat he once laid upon. Why? Because Christian conversion does not erase our history. It redeems it. The mat becomes a testimony. This is where I was. This is what grace has done. Our wounds carried rightly become signs of God's mercy. Finally, Jesus sends him home, not to a distant mission field, not to the temple, but home. The first place where our transfiguration is meant to be seen is among those who know us best. A true encounter with Christ always returns us to the ordinary with newness of heart. Ordinary time, after all, is where sanctity is woven, not in the spectacular events, but in the quiet fidelity of a renewed life. Today, Christ stands before each of us with the same question. Which is easier? Is it easier for him to heal your body or your heart? Is it easier for him to restore your past or your present? Is it easier for him to forgive you or to lift up your spirit? To Jesus, of course, nothing is difficult, but to us, often receiving mercy feels harder than asking for a miracle. We can believe he might fix our circumstances, but struggle to believe he can transform them, transform us. We can believe he loves the world, but struggle to believe he delights in forgiving me. And so Jesus speaks again today, not only to the paralytic, but to every soul bowed low. Child, your sins are forgiven. Rise, pick up your mat, go home. With these words, the Lord invites us to rise from whatever has held us, carry our past with humility rather than shame, and to live our ordinary life in the light of extraordinary grace. May we allow ourselves today to be lowered before Christ, weak, exposed, and in need. May we hear the words that remake the human heart. And may we rise with the quiet courage of one who knows he has been forgiven. For the Son of Man still walks among his people, still healing, still restoring, still saying, that you may know, his mercy is real, that you may know his authority is love, that you may know that you too can rise. Amen. If you found a blessing in these words today and in this brief reflection, I invite you to share it with others and invite them to join us each day here in my hermitage, where we reflect over the Word of God and apply it to our spiritual journey. May God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.